Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio today. This is the year in review. I'm Tom Mazur with John Doom. And John, a whole year later, we're back here.
Yeah, we were just talking about how it's amazing how we can be so busy all year long. And then when you try and think about what you did, you can't come up with a single thing.
Well, we do have some resources. We go to our website and I literally downloaded the listings, the titles of every interview program that we did here. Not quite, but almost 150 programs we recorded this year.
Oh, praise the Lord. We've been busy.
We have been busy. Well, John, would you have a word of prayer as we lead into this program?
Certainly. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you yet for another year in this ministry. We thank you for a year of sharing your word, your blessings with others around the world. We pray now that you be with us and remind us to the things that are important from this past year, and we pray that people will be blessed. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to remember some of our volunteers, people that have been a part of this ministry that we lost this particular year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in the month of December 9th, we lost Sandy Cole. She was literally, we affectionately call her Mama Bear, but we also, I think of her as a super volunteer. Nobody gave more than Sandy.
And she was a Strong Tower Radio Quartet groupie, if you will. She followed as many as she could. She was great at the concerts.
Even during her funeral service, it was part of the program. Strong Tower Radio was part of it because for 10 years, she was a part of us and we were part of her.
Huge part.
She was the glue that kept us together as we went off in every direction. So we lost her. We also lost one of our volunteers that came up and did it from time to time. Brent Link's wife, passed away, and we remember that loss. Also, one of the contributors of a program, part of Christmas, for many, many years, is Dr. Joe Wheeler. Dr. James Dobson, the late Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family, called him America's Story Keeper. I understand that at one time he had helped them edit some of their stories for their ministry. But we have a program here that we run from all December, from the 1st through the 23rd of the month, and that is Christmas in My Heart. It really sets a tone for the season, doesn't it, John?
It certainly does.
Well, he passed away this month, and we remember him. Other things that happened this year, camp meeting. It happens in June, and Strong Tower Radio meets with its listeners. It's just a fellowship time, interaction. It's a two-way street meeting a good number of our listeners, and we find out what we did right, and we find out what people would like us to improve.
We also work very hard.
We work very hard. We try to be a part of that religious convocation with national, international speakers with the spiritual emphasis. We try to go to some of the seminars, and also we record up to this year 20 programs for the radio.
Separate interviews. We actually had two live recordings.
Stepping
out. Q&As.
Stepping out beyond our comfort level. But
yeah, that's true.
The people who, fans, people who hear us on the radio came and gave their questions and answers, and Gary loves it. Gary Heilig absolutely loves
it.
The garden guy. The garden guy ate it up, and we aired that shortly, within about 4 weeks afterwards, and then our
creation
animal care. Dr. Edie Hanna, she also did a live program, and we had a fun time with that.
Yeah, she had a great time.
Yes. Hey, and during camp meeting, one thing that was special and new is the Strong Tower Radio Quartet. One of our ambassadors for the Strong Tower Radio going out and giving concerts of their own, and also integrating with the Variety Hour, Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. They had a pop-up concert on a Sabbath afternoon during camp meeting, singing, and all many heads turned, and Strong Tower Radio and their singing was part of the focus of the moment.
Yeah, that was at the exhibition tent right at our booth, and then they later kind of wandered around. They sang in the main auditorium. It was fun.
Absolutely. So that was camp meeting, and we also this year we had a Vespers. We do it in the Cadillac area. Area churches come and join us, and Strong Tower Radio hosts it. It's a fellowship dinner. People bring food. We provide plates and open up our spaces, and it's just a grand time. Was the quartet here?
Yes, they were.
Yes. And other singers were involved, and it's just a wonderful evening, just before sunset, just a good family type of program. Also, Cam and David and myself go out and speak in churches around the state of Michigan, and it's a great, great time. So this and various things happen throughout the year, but a big part of what we do is here on the radio.
Yes, it is.
We have two interview program formats, and a third one that can be or not be depending on the program. We have our flagship original program, Strong Tower Radio Today, and we run that. And we have the first of the month is the preview. It gives an idea for our listeners what's happening.
Yeah,
it's you don't just wait for the radio and say, "Oh, is that what's on today?" We try to give you something to look forward to. What, as far as we can see into the future, we plan 4 to 8 weeks in advance, sometimes a little bit longer, and this is what we see. But all is subject to change.
Oh, absolutely.
And we don't want to be locked into a pattern if we had some things that were very time sensitive. And so we flex as necessary for those. We have also the feature program and then the variety hour, which can be the quartet and the Strong Tower Radio variety hour. But it could be things like we've been recording them for about 2 or 3 years of the Bible Blind camp that's in the summer and in the winter. Pastor Fred Calkins has a wonderful way of taking the scriptures that are familiar and bringing new vibrance in to it. And so we capture those and edit them and put them on the air.
As well as the Keys to Revelation seminars that were held.
Yes. We put on new programs, new evangelistic series, and we also did some of Pastor Daryl LaRue. He does at camp meeting. He does a prayer workshop, and we edited those. We loaned him one of our digital mics, and we put that on the air. So what if we take the Strong Tower Radio, going back to the Today program, we have kind of a standard format. The first week of the month, we're talking about the preview for the month, and that tells us what's on the newsletter, what is planned, what is it's going to look like. Then the second week is the Garden Guy. The third week of the month, we started something new in February, was Creation Animal Care. We mentioned that twice now. One is the Q&A session that we had. It's amazing how Lord puts these programs together.
Absolutely.
Dr. Hannah says, what kind of animal program? She listens. She's down in the Detroit area, and she listens with the app, but she works multiple, she works two jobs in about 6 days a week, and doesn't catch every hour of our programming, but is a strong, strong supporter. And she says, "What do you do for animal care?" And I had to kind of sheepishly say, "Nothing." "But you can do it." And she's, "Oh, no, not me. I was just suggesting." Well, that was on the 29th of December. And about 3 weeks later, I happened to be in the Detroit area. I have family in Detroit. And we did our very first recording at the Humane Society in China, Michigan, for Port Huron County. And it's called SNAP. And we recorded three programs, and we've done that every single month through the rest of the year. So we 11 programs, and we're going to run it a few more programs and see how far God takes us.
Absolutely.
So those are the three basics, and then let's kind of jump in to look at the year in review.
All right, let's do it.
Of course, we can't forget that you had the Variety Hour, and you're part of the sound team.
Yes, I am.
That is a wonderful team, what you guys did. They produced in 10 years 50 programs.
I wasn't along for all of them.
You were there for the whole ride, huh?
We have done a lot.
And this last year, you did 6 programs.
Yes, we did. One included was the 10-year anniversary program.
And as I recall, you had the early quartet and the current quartet.
Yes, we did.
As part of that.
It was really powerful.
Absolutely. We did quite a variety of interview programs this year. We did one with a dulcimer and a hammered dulcimer and a sacred guitar. It was a wonderful concert. We recorded it right here in our studio. We did one on weather. We went up to Gaylord and to the National Weather Service, a good interview up there. We did a program on storms and tornadoes. When it came into that season, part of our listening area is in Tornado Alley down in Illinois. And so we ran that program. We did programs on prophecy with Pastor Chris Hollins. He did a turn at It Is Written Canada. He was the speaker director of that, and we're glad to have him in Michigan, in Battle Creek. And he's a regular contributor. Many of his sermons make it to the Saturday morning Fresh Manna Hour. And he did a program on Daniel. And then we also had Hal Mayer. He has a ministry on current events. Then we had that ice storm.
Yes, we did.
Devastated ice storm. We talked to... We had two programs on that. During the human crisis of that, power was out for literally weeks. John, do you remember how many weeks? I mean, it was like 3 weeks. I mean, some people were right out there. It was a very long time.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I was sick that entire time, so I was home and in bed. So
okay, you were
I really nothing. Don't know.
But you had electricity.
I did have electricity, yes.
So we talked with the Michigan Community Service Center, and they had a disaster response along with many other agencies. It was very localized, but it was about 11 counties in northwestern, going from Gaylord, going east and northeast. It's amazing what happened. The power companies were out there for several weeks putting lines. It seemed like they did almost 10 times the normal maintenance. They replace so many poles and so many wires. They did almost like 10 years worth of work in that season. Like I say, it was 4 weeks or...
Well, we were blessed in that we didn't have any issues with ice.
We were just south of it, yes. But if you go up in Gaylord, and then I went up with the forester, with the Michigan State Department of Natural Resources. They look at the forest and try to manage it as best they can for mm-hmm. firewood and for growth and invasive species and stuff. And he told me that we're standing right there. The path was, it was a gravel path, access to the forest, the different sections of the forest, couldn't get through. We drove in as far as we could. And this is just outside of Gaylord on the east side or west side, just down the street from their headquarters. And literally, you just look and a roadway that is normally an open gravel road, the canopy had collapsed from both sides and such. And if you went across that, the top of some of the pine trees, it was just like a tornado level, trimmed it right across the top.
Yeah, there are spots along that that looks like a big hand slapped the top off the trees. It's amazing.
And all of the state workers and the federal forest workers just did amazing, and much of the trails for recreation were open for the season. We also did another program with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources on fire patrol. We talked with the chief of the fire patrol, of the air patrol, which they do nature as well as fire patrol in season. We did a program with the National Weather Service down again in Tornado Alley in Illinois about how to prepare for tornadoes. We, just before we go to the break, we'll talk about, we talked about life issues. We talked to Right to Life about the abortion pill, mm-hmm. the things that are not discussed,
right.
the ramifications, and the thing is that within 48 hours of taking an abortion pill, which is quite readily available, can even get it through the mail, very uncontrolled, that that it can be reversed if you do it within 48 hours. It's a two-pill process, and if that pill does not take its full root and effect, that it can be reversed, and many healthy babies can be saved. We talked about the baby box program, where people in a very difficult situation, rather than leaving them just at the fire station, in a warm, secure place, that people can do it under certain circumstances. And then we also went to two pregnancy resource centers. And John, even though I've talked about it, heard about it for years, I had never stepped foot. I actually drive past one, you know, as I go to church every week.
Mm-hmm.
But to see the work of these dedicated people of saving the lives of little children and babies, what a wonderful work, and it was just a blessing to be a part of it. We're going to take a break right now of the year in review. We've just scratched the surface on what you can observe by going on Strong Tower Radio on our archive page, Audio Archives, and experience each one of these recordings for yourself as you wish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the year in review.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. I just want to thank you for listening to Strong Tower Radio. We value all your prayers and financial support, especially our monthly donors. To stay on the air and continue to proclaim the Three Angels' messages, we need more monthly donors. Any amount is greatly appreciated, $5, $10, $25, $50, and of course, we'd even appreciate a larger donation. You know, Jesus is coming back soon. Many people are learning about his return. Please pray and ask God what kind of commitment you can do for Strong Tower Radio. And if you are already a monthly donor, won't you consider increasing your donation? You can call us at 231-468-2087 or mail a donation to P.O. Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601, or go online to str.fm and click that donate button. Thank you for your support of Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
And listeners, we are back. You know, Tom, sitting here thinking about all of the programming that we did, the interviews, the recordings, and all of that, you realize we're still sitting in the studio and we're doing another recording towards the end of December, right?
So much progress have we made, right? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, looking back over this list, I am just amazed. I didn't realize we could have done all those in the past year.
Well, God certainly blesses us with the health and the opportunity to talk to people and the fact that they're willing to share. It's a blessing to be here.
And some of these programs have taken on a life of their own. You start a path, and it leads to another interview.
Absolutely.
Let's start talking about
it. All right.
Prophecy. We did two with Chris Hollins on current events, and Daniel, Hal Mayer. We did that program. We talked about that. Then the Amen Clinic. We talked about the Grayling Clinic in the second cycle of that program. Did them down in Troy and Battle Creek and other places. We did things on history. We did things about, they did a special of a family, a Grand Rapids area family, who got caught overseas during the Nazi Dutch occupation. And that was an interesting story. We went to Helen Keller's house, birthplace, and museum. That was a moving experience. We did education programs. We visited schools. We visited elementary school. They used to call them lab schools, but it was part of Andrews University. Wonderful program of elementary education, a junior high that was Kalamazoo. We visited them in the past. They've had a lot of growth, a really exciting program going on there. We went to Andrews Academy, which is connected with Andrews University, right next door to Ruth Murdoch's, a Christian high school with high standards. And we got to walk the campus of Andrews University in southwestern Michigan, a Christian university postgraduate program, with the president himself, Dr. Taylor. It was a wonderful thing. We did some camp programs. We do summer camp programs every year. We've done that for years. Blind camp, we've got those devotionals that are running currently with Pastor Fred Calkins. We did a program about getting volunteers, how people can go at no expense to them to be a guide and be of help. It's a wonderful feeling. I've been there. And also encouraging to find people who would be good candidates for that program. It's in the end of January, so we want to get them signed up.
Didn't you go fishing this year?
They went fishing, this winter camp last year of ice fishing, and they caught a nice, pretty nice fish, and the campers absolutely love it. This gives them a chance to do things that normally they don't get to do, or people encourage them. So that was absolutely awesome. We not only that fishing, but we went in search of the locally extinct grayling. We did a program a year ago in the fall, and they're preparing for that. We went the week before they released them streamside. It was on the Manistee River and a little creek. We also went to sturgeons up in Black Lake and up there, way up there at the tip of Michigan, where they were doing a survey with the Indian tribes as well as with the DNR. That was a wonderful experience. We studied the story on the collapse in 10 years. The whitefish population in the Lake Michigan and Lake Huron has collapsed, dropping about 75%. Hmm. We talked about the Michigan Community Service Center, about the storm response, but they also, some of the Adventist Community Service Centers do food baskets, and we talked to three of the centers about that. We also talked to the Irons Community Center. We've been following it. We did a program that will be on next week on Strong Tower Radio Today. We did the Muskegon Adventist Community Center, and when the turkey came into the center, He had literally flew in the window, broke into the window, and roosted over the weekend, and they had to escort the turkey out with and so Ron Price has been here. He's done three of our monthly new lead articles on love, 1 Corinthians 13, plus he did a program on the relationship germs, which he does very, very well.
Yes, he does.
We did multiple mission programs with Orphans International. I threw Habitat for Humanity in that. That's building houses for worthy people here in the country. The Bolivian orphanage with a student missionary was a part of that, Kelsey Bright. That was a fun interview. Salvation Army. We talked about Maranatha International building churches and schools and buildings around the world. The Cuban Bible program with Rich Sutton, trying to bring in thousands of Bibles into Cuba at only costing about $3 or $4 a piece in Spanish. We talked to Guyana Missions with Travis Malone and Mission Aviation. We went to kids, they were assembling beds for kids, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. They manufactured them. We did that. Another topic was the Canadian wildfires. John, for the last 3 years, the smoke in the summer has drifted. Not all of it was Canadian. Some of it was from the western U.S., but there was uptick in that over the last 3 years. We did programs on changed lives. We always love those programs.
Yes, we do.
We also featured them in our ministry news, and you can read those in online on our website. We talked about child abuse. We dealt with tough subjects this time.
Yes, we did.
We didn't shy away from them. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. We also Healing Roots. It was a program that families that were at risk, they can have a social worker who comes into the home and helps that family learn skills, get resources to for these children to grow up healthfully. We did a second time around on Right Arm Revived. It's about health ministry, that health and healing, a pastor doctor team, a nonprofit clinic, that the purpose is not to make a profit, but to serve the people. We did a prayer session with Pastor Daryl LaRue. We did that on the Variety Hour. He did about, that was his seminar at camp meeting. We recorded and aired that. We did quite a bit. We had the Creation Animal Care and multiple programs that we did on that. We had an animal rescue, alpacas, how to care for a new pet, how to dog parts, are they good, bad, how to choose a pet. Of course, we did the question and answer program. We went on site to a vet clinic. We went to a reptile exhibit and exotic pets, how to select them and how to take your, what to expect on your first visit to the vet. We talked a lot about creation and origins and archaeology.
Yes, we did.
We talked about the theology with the chair of the religion department at Southern Adventist University. We talked to one of the participants and speakers of the Dayton, Tennessee Origins Conference that took place at the 100-year centennial of the Scopes Monkey Trial. And we had an expert, Dr. Todd Woods, talk about from a creationist point of view what happened with the Scopes Monkey Trial. And we also interviewed an artist who is a railing evolutionist who became a creationist and his testimony. We went to, on the topic of archaeology, we went to the Horn Archaeological Museum. We did two tours down there, and then we talked to the head of the program, Dr. Randy Yonkers, who's an archaeologist, but but he is a co-editor of a book on the latest research on Noah's Ark.
Hmm.
There's multiple. The book is about 400 pages thick.
Would take an ark to float it.
That's right. That's right. Christmas programs we did with Salvation Army. We did with Project Christmas. That's providing Christmas to people in Wexford, Osceola, Masaukee County, and parts of Osceola. And Blue Christmas. You know, Christmas has a lot of positive memories, but
yes.
In grieving and loss, Christmas can be very difficult.
Yes, it can.
And this is popping up around the country, a service for those who are grieving during the season. We talked about theological topics. We didn't skirt away from those. We talked about the year of Jubilee and forgiveness and righteousness by faith. The Catholic Church, this is a Jubilee year, and that you could earn extra modern penances, penance for your sins. You can compensate by doing certain things. And Pastor Jay Gallimore came and helped us understand that. You can go on our website. That was a January broadcast. We talked to Light Unshackled about the Reformation, Season 2. We play that every year with our Reformation Month, but they're planning the next level, Season 2, and we talked about that. Messiah's Mansion, talking about the Wilderness Sanctuary, which is a replica of the one in heaven. We also, Jelaine Fenner, went to the Wisdom Pearl, and it was about the Sabbath. And Charlie Kirk was one of the speakers of one of the breakout sessions, and the organizer of the event joined us for that particular recording. Of course, we did the 12 Garden Guy programs, one each month, and then Craig Scoff did three programs on soil foundations, soil chemistry, and double digging, how to dig up your garden. We also talked about, had testimonies. We had the testimonies which were changed lives. We had the UP stations. This was David. He said that some of the most difficult startups of stations were some of the UP stations, but how the Lord came through overcoming obstacles right down to the wire.
Yep.
But God provided for those particulars, so the testimony of this. We did testimony, was Gangs to God, Donnie Peppers, and wonderful testimony. Pastor Pavel Goya, he's a man of faith. So many miracles happens because he steps out in faith. John Bradshaw, Pastor John Bradshaw of It Is Written, gave his testimony. Pastor Glenn Agura from Calhoun, Georgia, gave his testimony. Andrew Schiermeyer also gave his testimony. Shirley Peterson, that had to do with incest, and even her father was a pastor and was perpetrating against her. It was a heart-stopping story. As I was recording that, John, I was total silence,
yeah.
Total awe about forgiveness and restoration. We talked about safety. We talked about holiday safety with fires, with the National Fire Protection Association, winter driving with the Michigan State Police. We talked about human trafficking, how to avoid human trafficking during the holidays. But one of the points, John, that the state policeman pointed out, a different officer, that really the greatest danger is in your own household. It's the internet and people reaching out to your children, enticing them, and luring them out of your house
mm-hmm.
at some time and place. We talked about internet safety, how that is changing with Dr. Tom Evans, and pornography is airing this last week, as pornography is the financial fuel that is driving human trafficking in this segment. We talked about road safety with a county commissioner, Mike Mazzella of Osceola County, and lithium battery safety. And we talked about health, about COVID, lessons learned from a doctor. Talked about immune deficiency syndrome. We talked to Yuchi Pines. We went on site and talked to the various resources. It was a wonderful experience to be immersed in that. Chef Mark Anthony also talked about lifestyle centers, the secrets of lifestyle centers. He worked for a lifestyle center. We talked about Sabbath School every Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. We talked to the host of It Is Written Sabbath School, Eric Flickinger. We also talked to the editor of the Sabbath School Adult Bible Study Guide. That's what's used in a Sabbath school in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We interviewed Pastor Sean Boonstra, who also wrote, was with It Is with Voice of Prophecy, and also wrote one of the editions that. We talked about men's ministry, Christian Businesses Association, men's ministry, vets, serving vets, people with a purpose. Pastor Don McLafferty, who leads a family ministry, and we talked about Youth Rush and passing out books and for in the summer youth program. John, that was the year in review, and we did it in 40 minutes.
And there's so much more that we could have talked about.
Absolutely. In our next segment, we're going to have a memorial, just a memory. Dr. Joe Wheeler of the Christmas in My Heart and many other stories. Jelaine Fenner and I talked to him about 4 years ago, and in memorial, we want to look back and listen to our interview with him in our final segment. For Strong Tower Radio, John Duman, Tom Mazur. Stay tuned.
This is Ruthie Calkins from Tustin. The Bible tells us that heaven will be the dwelling place of God's friends. That's why I'm so excited about supporting Strong Tower Radio. Their unique blend of thought-provoking speakers, stirring inspirational messages, and heartwarming music reaches into the lives and hearts of each listener, helping them to develop and cherish a friendship with God. If this radio station has been a blessing to you and your family, why not join me and hundreds of others in supporting Strong Tower Radio with a financial gift? They're 100% listener-supported and could really use your help right now. You can send your check to Strong Tower Radio, Post Office Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601. Or you can visit their secure website to use your credit card at strongtowerradio.org. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio. Today, I'm your host, Jelaine Fenner, with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
Now, we have a very special guest on the phone.
Now, Jelaine, before we introduce him, I want to tell you that all of our guests are special. I mean, we've interviewed some just wonderful people, but this one kind of comes near and dear to my heart, partly because he writes stories that are near and dear to your heart.
That's right.
But I have to tell you, his name is Joe Wheeler. He is America's story keeper. Dr. Dobson dubbed him that, and he does the series Christmas in My Heart. And I want to tell you that there's quite a history here, but maybe we should introduce him, please, before I
yes.
get to
the yes. part. So, listeners, we have on the phone with us Dr. Joe Wheeler, and we are so glad to have you with us, Dr. Wheeler. Now, you're in Colorado, correct?
That's correct. We live in Littleton, which is in the Denver Metroplex area.
Okay. And you have written the Christmas in My Heart stories for, I don't know how many years, but I know, I think we're on number
29, going on 30.
That's right.
That is correct. And it will come to an end next year. And the next year, Christmas in My Heart 30, will have all of my own stories. I usually have one story in each book that the Lord and I somehow crank out. And it's been a very rewarding and humbling experience to discover that God is willing to partner with the least of his children. And it's every book except one out of the 29 so far has had one of the stories that we've been able to partner on.
So majority of the books you've written, compiled, let's say, are other stories from other people, except you always try to have one story, like you just said, that you and the Lord come up with.
That's correct. And I've been, I was fortunate enough to have an elocutionist mother. She did a lot of stage performances, and she had memorized thousands of pages of short stories and poetry and readings. Just to give you an idea as to her phenomenal memory, she knew by heart Longfellow's Hiawatha and Evangeline, and those are both book-length poems.
Oh, my.
You know, my great-grandmother was a poem writer, and there's a culture around this, isn't there, Joe?
Yeah, there is, and it's really sad to see today that the young people will know the lyrics to all of these songs that have no depth whatsoever, and yet nobody seems to be carrying the torch for story or for poetry in the way that generations earlier did. And who knows, they say that every major disaster is usually followed by a total fruit basket upset of what the society values. And that's true of every 100-year turn, and especially a 500-year turn. But the 1,000-year turn, which we just recently had, is the one that has the most profound changes that occur after those zeros turn. And I'm still, my PhD is in history of ideas. And as a historian of ideas, I've been watching, because I know it's already happening, but I think this pandemic is going to significantly impact us in ways that we aren't even aware of yet.
We're talking about introspection and reflection and maybe going back to core values.
That's correct.
You know, Joe, just yesterday, Strong Tower Radio, you recorded 6 editions with an focus on the family, correct? And you did the readings for those.
Yes, I was fortunate enough to partner with them on many things. And they finally gave up trying to know what to call me. So one day when I was doing a book signing, there on the table was a large piece of cardboard, and it said, Joe Wheeler, General Editor, Focus on the Family.
Oh my.
That's what they've called me ever since.
Well, you know, Joe, at Strong Tower, you've been an important part of Strong Tower Radio. I just went and talked to David Bolduc, our founder and president of Strong Tower Radio, and I said, how long have we played Christmas in My Heart? And he went back through the records, and I shared with Joe that we've been running it since 2012. That's 8 years and running continuous every Christmas, usually during the noon hour. So you own the noon hour during Christmas at Strong Tower Radio.
That's right. And I...
Well, one of the things that has brought some humor into my life, now that this wonderful dimension of the good Lord has been on for 30 years, is that I have people coming up to me now saying, oh, Joe Wheeler, I was raised on your stories. And so it's now I'm old enough to be a little bit amazed at how enduring the concept of story is, even in today's very very secular, almost brazen society that we're living in. The old time story is still with us, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, people love to hear a good story. I don't think it matters how old, you know, or young you are. Of course, we know children, they like to be read to, but my husband loves for me to read, whether it's the Bible or reading articles or whatever. And I have a question, Joe. How old are you?
84.
Okay, well, we are so thankful. I can remember probably about 30 years ago when I first heard you on Dr. Dobson and the Christmas in My Heart. In fact, I bought book, I bought tapes. And Dr. Dobson, yes, he dubbed you the, what is it? America's Keeper of the Story. That's what he dubbed you. And he's right, because you have all these stories, even if you're an author, as well as an editor and a compiler of 102 books. Can you imagine, Tom, 102 books?
That's amazing.
It was interesting. After one of my major operations I had a few years back, I got a call from Dr. Dobson, and we were chatting about a number of things. And he says, "Joe, you know, you're right. Neither of our ministries belong to us. But isn't it a great ride?" I've never forgotten that, because the good Lord gives us opportunities to have great rides in life when all that you're doing is trying to live in harmony with biblical concepts and biblical philosophies, and it can be a great ride, and it is so moving to me that the Lord has permitted me to be part of this.
You know, Dr. Joe, it's a privilege to be talking to you right now, and the reason is George Corliss asked me to see if you had any more recordings in 2016. So I reached out. We had a wonderful, delightful first meeting. You said that you'd be glad for us to do more. You had not you did the first six books. You'd be glad to have somebody take on that legacy. And I said, we will. Well, it took us 4 years. And this year, we have 5 people who are recording books for you, and we're putting that together and expanding our collection this year on Strong Tower Radio. But, you know, what also is so special, just like your stories touch the hearts, yesterday I was editing 2 of your stories with these voice talent that is going to be doing your series, and one of them said to me, he said, "I read the story over a couple times, then I recorded it, and each time I recorded, I came to the last clinching point, and I choked, and I couldn't finish the story. He had to record it. It was the third time he finally did it."
Well, that was true of me when one of my books would focus on the family, and Tyndale, his great story is remembered, and that's the one that Family Television gave it its highest honor, the seal of quality. And when I recorded the stories, there were 2 stories that I knew I was going to be in trouble, because I had never yet been able to get through without bawling. And sure enough, we had to record over and over because I would choke up each time. And I'll never forget, I was doing a book signing in a Barnes & Noble, and there was a line, and a lady that was back maybe about 8-10 feet. The lady behind her tapped her on her shoulder, saying, "Who is this guy?" And that's always struck me as a little funny, because they were posters in the front of the store. They were posters right next to me. And she wants to know who I am. And what I've discovered in bookstores is that people don't have to know what it's about. All they have to know is there's a line. And if there's a line, then it's worth waiting for. And anyway, she was trying to figure out if I was worth waiting for. And so she said, who is this guy? And the lady said, well, he's the one that does the stories that you can't read without crying. And the lady turned around and said, I've got enough trouble in my life now. I don't need any more. And the lady turned around again and said, oh, but they're all a good cry. Uh-huh. And so I've kind of accepted that as a definition of what we do, and that crying is part of storytelling. If you can have a good laugh with a story, well, the other side of the coin is a good cry.
That's right.
And a powerful story has both of those things in it.
Wow, now I know. You know, it made me think of Solomon. He says there's a time for, and there's a time to cry, and there's a time to laugh. But I want to share one of my stories, and that is, and we interviewed you in probably 2017, and we were going to repeat it in 2018. And I called up your number, and your wife answered. And she said, you've had a terrible fall, and there's been a serious injury, and I don't know if he'll ever do it again. And that was a moment of truth for me. And then I sent you an email just a month or so ago, and I thought for sure, possibly, that you were no longer with us. And I sent it as I said, Joe gave us permission to record his books, and I wanted some permission to do some other things with it. And you emailed back and said, I'm alive and well. And I saw that, and that just was a joy. It made me think of Mark Twain. He says, the reports of my demise is greatly exaggerated. So I just feel like I'm talking to somebody that I thought I had lost 2 years ago.
Well, when that there is a whole year that's blank to me, and when my wife was speaking to the neurologist after my terrible stairway fall, he told her, he says, you may never get your husband back again, because many of the people that have traumatic brain injuries never do fully recover their ability to conceptualize. And especially, it can be devastating to a writer. And so I have become convicted that, and one of the things that really hurt was that when we moved down to a lower level because of stairways, I had to sell my entire library. And I was wondering, well, is the Lord through with me then? And what I've discovered, and I should have known this because you may remember one of my Christmas stories is The Tides of Life. And the good Lord gives us both. And we may think, oh, this is wonderful. I'm sure God is going to have me doing this for a long time to come. And suddenly, oops, the tide's going out. And we all have these tides in life in which one tide goes out, and we can rest assured that the good Lord has got another one coming in. And what I have seen since I got out of the hospital, after being in the hospital for over half a year, is that the Lord has opened doorways that didn't exist before, and that it is so, Connie and I are so grateful that the Lord isn't finished with us yet.
Amen.
Well, you know, we just love your stories, and lots of people love your stories. And so we are so thankful that we are able to air them and that you've given us permission to continue to record your stories. I mean, you did record six of them, but you have 29 that are already published. And so there's lots of stories, and we are so thankful, Tom, that you've found four, maybe five people that are helping
us. Yes, Bill Salisbury and his wife and friends, they're down in Tennessee, and they record Christmas in My Heart. And then up here in Cadillac, we have Craig Morgan. He has a beautiful, he's a retired teacher with a wonderful voice. Mike Kampner, we've just discovered him recently. He does wonderful inflections. Emily Graham, a current school teacher, wonderful voice, is coming down and reading, and Holly Bailey Wiltzer. So we have a team that is approaching this and building this collection that will start debuting this year and will be continue to grow the collection that Joe started.
You know, interestingly enough, in this senior citizen area of Denver that we're living in right now, they have discovered me. And during December, each week in hour-long segments, they have me reading stories to the folk that live in this vicinity. And it looks like they're already full in terms of the older adults that have signed up. And what this tells me is that story appeals to us regardless of whether we're old or we're young. And what I think part of the success story of Christmas in My Heart is that there are stories for all age groups. And because the stories that I was raised on were that kind of stories. And there were, in that time period, people got together on all kinds of occasions to listen to stories and poetry and readings and so on, of which my mother was a superlative example. And I'm so glad that you're getting people to read for the radio programs that you put on that have this emotional dimension that they can make these stories live, because there are so many people that have, that try to read stories, but should never try because they cannot emote. And it sounds like the people that you have chosen will be able to make the stories really live.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope that you'll be pleased with what you hear, because we will send you and let you hear these stories. Folks, time has run out, but we are so pleased, Joe, that you joined us and talked to us and gave us a little bit of background and insight into the Christmas in My Heart stories. In fact, I went on Amazon and typed in Christmas in My Heart, Joe Wheeler, and they have titled these Timeless Treasury of Heartwarming Stories. And that is so true.
Well, it's both an honor and a joy to partner with you in terms of our common goal to help bring story back.
That's right.
To our society that needs this kind of story so badly.
That's right. Uplifting stories. Okay, well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Bye now.